Shalom to all. Today's Av is Chol Daf Lamed Gimel. We're starting by the sixth line with words Omer of Acha Bar Yaakov. And today's Av sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shamash should have an Aliyah. So Yishalkin had just stated before that if after shechting the kana, the reya, their lungs got a hole in them, the animal is not a trefa, and that's because the kana and the lungs are connected. When the animal, or really a person as well, breathes through their kana, their trachea, the air goes into the lungs. So the moment the kana is shechted, it's kemand mancha b'dikula damya. It's like it's placed in a basket. In other words, for all intents and purposes, it's as if it's not inside the animal anymore. So getting a hole doesn't create a problem of a trephus. And technically that would be with any of the internal organs or intestines that are connected to the kana or the veshet. Even if something happens to them before the animal dies, that's not going to be a psul because they're not considered to be part of the animal anymore. Now, based off of that, the Gemara tells us, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Shmaminod Rav Shimon Lakish, we learn from Rav Lakish says, Mizam Nisrael B'nei Me'ayim, Ve'im Mizam Avikchamah B'nei Me'ayim. Literally, this means that we can invite a yid regarding the internal organs, but we can't invite a non-Jew. In other words, a yid is able to eat the internal organs of an animal, but a non-Jew, according to halacha, is not allowed to eat the internal organs, let's say the rea and the intestines of an animal. Now, my time, why would that be? Well, because Yisrael, the Shechita Tali Milsa, a yid, that his ability to eat an animal has to do with Shechita, it being shechted properly. So, Kim Deke Shechita Malyasa, once there was a proper Shechita, Ishri Lahu, now everything inside the animal is 100% mutter to eat. As opposed to Avik Chavim, a non Jew, the Menechir Sagi Lahu, it's efficient for them to just poke or stab or kill the animal some way or another. Ubimisa Tali Milsa, the key is that the animal has to be dead. That's what a non Jew has to look for. He has to make sure the animal's dead. Hani Ke'ivr Menechir. The internal organs are like Aver Menachai. We know that one of Shevins Bnei Noach is don't eat Aver Menachai, don't eat a limb from a living animal. And right now we're understanding that to mean that if this limb or this part of the animal was removed before the animal was dead, it's never allowed to be eaten. So it's like that with the Rea, for example. We have the lungs. The moment even a Yid shechts the animal, so the lungs are considered not to be part of it, but the animal is still alive. So that's considered Aver Menachai, and a non-Jew is not allowed to eat that. Now Amar Papi tells us, Havi Yisivin Kamed Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, I was sitting in front of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, and Ubay Deimelei, I wanted to say the following thing to him. Is it really something that a yid is allowed to eat and a non-Jew is not allowed to? How does that make any sense? But I didn't tell him because I told myself he just gave a great reason why a yid is allowed to eat this and a non-Jew is not allowed to, so that's why I didn't say anything. However, says the Gemara, Tanya Deloik Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, we have a brisa, this is not like a dinner of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. What does the brisa say? If a person wants to eat from an animal before it dies, which means he wants to be able to take a piece from this animal before it dies, and eventually eat it, and this had a lot of curative properties, so it was a good thing. What does he do? He cuts a gezayis of meat from the base hashchita, meaning right after shchita, he takes a gezayis of meat from there, and it means the animal didn't die yet. He salts it really well. He washes it off really well. Then he has to wait till the animal dies, and then he could eat it. And this is a yid and even a non-Jew are allowed to eat this. And so we see that even though this was min hachai, it was taken from the animal before the animal died, once the animal did die, it's permitted to be eaten even by a non-Jew. This right for Idi Bar Oven, Dharma Idi Bar Oven, Amar Yisrael Bar Ashion, Aritzah Shiyavri. If a person wants to become healthy, he cuts a gezayis of meat from the place where the animal was shechted, he salts it and washes it really well, then he waits till the animal dies, and both a Yid and a non-Jew are mutter in this. So we clearly see, not like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. And on to another Mishnah, if a person shechts a behema chai or oif, and for whatever reason, blood didn't flow out of them, Ksherim, they're allowed to be eaten, no problem. Vinachal b'yadayim misayvos, and they're allowed to be eaten with yadayim misayvos. We'll explain that in just a moment. Why is that? Lefisha hechshur b'dam. That's because they didn't undergo hechshur with blood. However, Reb Shimon Eimer, he says hechshur b'shchita, they became mochshel lekabel toma even just through the shchita. Now let's pause to explain this part of the Mishnah, and this is really important to know for the rest of the Gemara as well. So we're going to have a little bit of a review of basic dinim of toma. Number one, which is something that we already know, food can't become tame unless it undergoes hechshur. It needs to be made susceptible to toma, and that's when it becomes wet with one of the seven liquids, blood being one of them. Number two is different levels of tumah. The highest level is av. If that touches something, it makes it a rishon. If that touches something, it makes it a sheni. And for the most part, especially when dealing with chulin, that's as far as it goes. Now truma, since it's more kadosh, could become a shlishi latumah, and kadshim can even become a revi latumah. Now the third pointer is that even if a person is tahar, a takana was made, actually first by Shlomi HaMelech and later on extended by the chachamim, that hands are always sheni latumah. And that's lashon of yadayim misayvais here in the Mishnah. Literally, yadayim misayvais means dirty hands, but in halachic context, it just means that the hands are tame, and washing hands removes this tuma. In fact, that's where the chiyuv to wash hands before bread comes from. So knowing that, the Gemara begins with a diuk, which is going to take us through the majority of today's Gemara. Taima deloyatz mehendam. It seems to be the reason why this meat is allowed to be eaten with yadayim misayavais is because blood didn't come out of the animal, so it wasn't machshir the meat, so therefore it's allowed to be eaten with tame hands. Ha, however, that's mashma yatz mehendam, that if blood did come out of the animal, einachom yadayim misayavais, that it's not allowed to be eaten with tame hands. The problem is, amai, why would that be? Yadayim shniyos hain, hands anyway are only sheni l'tuma. And a sheni can't make a shlishi in chulin. That's what we had said in our second pointer, that chulin can only be a sheni. If you touch chulin food with hands that are a sheni, that doesn't make it a sheni, so there shouldn't be a problem. And now further clarifying this, the Gemara continues, how do we know that we're talking about chulin in our Mishnah? Well, that's because iktani chaya. The Mishnah says chaya to ilu kachim. If we're talking about kachim, chaya b'kachim yika. Is there such a thing as a chaya by kachim? Chaya means a non-domesticated animal, and there are no karbanas that are non-domesticated animals. So we're definitely talking about chulin. And vasu, furthermore, iba kachim, if we were talking about kachim the Mishnah, ki lo'itz mehem dam k'sheira, if blood didn't come out of the animal after shechita, would it be kasher? No, because hu atzmel adam hu tzarech. The whole point of shechtin kachim is to get the dam for zrikas hadam, so wouldn't it be kasher anyway? And vasu, furthermore, iba kachim, if the Mishnah is talking about kachim, ki lo'itz mehem dam mi machsher, even if blood did come out, would it be machsher the animal? No. From Rabbi Chibar Abba, Amar Biyachanan, minay lo dam kachim she'ina machsher. How do we know that the blood of animals of kachim is not machsher the meat to be makabel toma? Shenamar, because the pasuk says, al arsesh b'chanu kamayim, on the ground you shall pour it out like water. That's referring to blood, namely that you're not allowed to eat blood. You just have to pour it on the ground like water. And what do we learn from here? Dam shenishbach kamayim machshir, she'ena nishbach kamayim ena machshir. It's only blood which is allowed to be spilled like water. That's machshir l'kabel toma. But blood which is not allowed to be spilled like water because you need it for zrikas hadam on the mizbeach, so that's not machshir l'kabel toma. And vesu, furthermore, iba kachim, if the Mishnah is talking about kachim, ki lo yatz mehem dam lo miskashri, even if blood did not come out of them, you want to say that it's not machshir l'kabel toma? That's not true. Miskashri b'chibas hektish. It's become machshir l'kabel toma because of this chiba, this love, or this cherishing that we have for hektish. The kaim lon chibas hektish mechasharton. Because we already established in a different place regarding things that aren't food, for example, wood that's put on the mizbeach, just the fact that it's hektish, there's a special chiba there, which that itself gives it the hechshir l'kabel toma. So we just gave a number of different reasons how we know for sure that our Mishnah cannot be talking about kachim, and therefore is definitely talking about chulin. So we remain with our question, which is the diuk the Gemara began with, that it's mashma, that if blood did come out of the animal after shechita, which is in the vast majority of situations, that blood is machshir l'kabel toma, and memela tame hands will able to be metame this food, and the problem is, how could that be? It's just chulin. So here's a first suggestion. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Ravua, hacha b'chulin shalachan mekasef maestro askinun. Over here we're talking about chulin, which was purchased with the money of maestro sheni, and with the like rameir, it's not like shitas rameir. Then now we have a Mishnah, lam gimel beis on top, kol aton bias mayim divrei soifrim, anything that needs to be placed into water, midrabanan, in other words, midrais is 100% tahar, however midrabanan it's tame, so it has to be put in a mikvah. So this thing, metamis hakaidesh, will be metame something which is hektesh, upaisal sa truma, and pasal truma, and mutter b'chulin of meiser, it's mutter with chulin of meiser, divrei meir, that's rameir's opinion. So for example, hands, which require washing, only midrabanan, they'll be metame kaidesh and pasal truma, but they're still mutter with chulin and meiser. However, chum oiser meiser, the chum aser with meiser, so based off of this, the Mishnah would not be shi'is rameir, rather shi'is chachamim, that a person's yadayim mesayavais, his tame hands will be metame chulin if during shechita blood came out of the animal, so it's machshir l'kabel toma. However, Masal of Shin Bar Ashi yes as follows. Mimai, who says that to understand the machlokes between rameir and chachamim? Dilma, I call pli rabbanon oled rameir. Maybe the rabbanon only argue with rameir, ela ba'achilas meiser, only in regards to eating meiser, aval benegia de meiser, but in regards to just touching meiser with tame hands, ba'achila de chulin, eating chulin with tame hands, loy pligi. Maybe they don't argue that there's no issue. In other words, it could be the chachamim only aser eating meiser sheni with tame hands, but touching it is okay. So our Mishnah would not be the chachamim then. And so the Gemara, that's not so, because of a hanegiyahi, our Mishnah is referring to negiyah, just touching and not eating. How do we know this? Meigtani, since the Mishnah says, ne'echalin b'yadayim usayavais, they are eaten with yadayim usayavais. It doesn't say, eichalin b'yadayim usayavais, that one eats them with yadayim usayavais. It says, ne'echalin, they can be eaten. And that lends to the following interpretation, milo yaskinin, the kasafi lechavre, can we referring to that he's feeding his friend? In other words, ne'echalin means when one person is feeding another. So the one who's eating is not touching it, and the one who's touching it is not eating it. And if it's ne'echalin b'yadayim usayavais, that means the person with tame hands is allowed to feed it to the other person, and that's again because it wasn't machshir l'kabel toma. But mashma, if it was machshir l'kabel toma, it would be usher to do that, even though he's just touching it, not eating it. And so back to square one, where do we find this by chulin? Elam Rav Papa answers differently. Hacha b'yadayim tchilas askinon. Over here, we're talking about hands which are tchilos. What does it mean tchilos? So tchila literally means beginning, and when used in the context of toma, it's referring to a rishon l'toma. In other words, Rav Papa is saying that we're talking about a person whose hands are a rishon l'toma. Then if he touches meat that was machshir l'kabel toma, even if it's chulin, it's going to become a sheni. And Rav Shimon Elazar, this would be shi'is Shimon Elazar. The time you have a brisa, in yadayim tchilas l'chulin, we can't have such a thing of yadayim tchilas for chulin. Hands can't be a rishon l'toma in regards to chulin. However, Rav Shimon Elazar and Mishum Rameir, Rav Shimon Elazar says in Rameir, yadayim tchilas l'chulin. We do have a situation where hands could be considered a rishon in regards to touching chulin, and it'll make them a sheni. And if shnias l'truma, there are shnias for truma, which is clarify the statement. Tchilas l'chulin in l'truma lai, they can only be considered a rishon in regards to touching chulin, but they're not in regards to truma. How does that make sense? So we clarify, no, hachi kamar, this is what Rav Shimon Elazar was saying. Tchilos afl chulin, that if they're tchilos, if they're rishon l'toma, then they're even metame chulin, and shnias l'truma. the truma in chulin loy. If they're shnias, if they're just a sheni l'toma, then they're going to be tamei truma, but not chulin. Bottom line is, we have an answer to this diak in our mishnah. The blood did come out of this animal. It's machshir l'kabel toma, and that means if he touches it with tamei hands, he's going to be tamei it. And again, we're talking about chulin. So how does that work? It must be we're talking about where his hands were a reshine and not a sheni. Now, if I clarify, so miyake daim tchilois is a really situation that just hands could be considered a reshine. Yes, the whole person himself could be a reshine, but what about just his hands? He's tahar, but his hands are reshine l'toma. How does that work out? The answer is in yes. The tanya really did not. We have a mishnah. Hichnas yad l'bayis hamenuga. If he puts his hands into a house that has a negat, a bayis hamenuga is a house which is afflicted with tsaras, and we know that if a person himself goes into the house, so he becomes a reshine. But let's say he just put his hands into the house. So yadav tchilais, just his hands are reshine l'toma. To be Rabbi Kiva, that's Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Was a chomer. The chom say yadav shniyos, his hands are just sheni l'toma. And how do we understand this machlokes? Dukali alma biyam mikdas loishma biyah. Everyone agrees that only partially going in is not considered like he completely went in. It's just that v'hacham gzeir yadav atugufa kamefugi. All machlokes is, are we going to make a gzeira his hands atu his body? Mar savar yadav kagufa shivinu rabbanon. Rabbi Kiva holds his hands are just like his body, and as we had just said, that if his body went into the house, he would be a rishon l'toma. So now his hands, even though they were the only things that went to the house, they become a rishon l'toma. Whereas Rav Marsav l'cham hold yudam ki yudam da'al moshevin rabbanon, his hands are just like all other hands, and if you want to be matami his hands, they're just a sheni l'toma and not a rishon. So that's a clarification of that point. So now the Gemara asks, v'luk makar Rabbi Kiva da amr yad tchilas havyon. Why don't we just establish that our mishnah is Rabbi Kiva, who had just told us that his hands could be rishon l'toma? In other words, why are we saying that it's like Rav Shimon ben Elazar that yudam are tchilas? Why don't you say like Rabbi Kiva? And the answer to that is Dilma, perhaps ki kamar Rabbi Kiva. When did Rabbi Kiva say this? Hani mili b'trum b'kachim the chmiri. That's only by trum and kachim that we're much more machmir with aval chulin shnias havyon. But it's possible that these hands that went to the bais hamenuga in regards to chulin, they would just be considered shnias and they wouldn't passel the chulin. Asking more, why should that be a problem? V'havinami shnias, let them be shnias and still they're going to passel the chulin. Why would that be? D'hasha minali Rabbi Kiva. We've heard from Rabbi Kiva. D'amar he says sheni ois a shlishi b'chulin, that a sheni l'toma will make a shlishi l'toma even by chulin. Where does this come from? Didn't we have mishnah? Bay bayom darsh Rabbi Kiva. That day, Rabbi Kiva darshened. On that day, is referring to when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. So they opened up the base medrash to everybody. Previously, it was only for a few select talmidim, but then it was open for everybody. So anytime we see the words "bay bayom" on that day, it was actually on that first day that there was many new drashas and limudim. So on that day, Rabbi Kiva darshened. The pasuk tells us v'chol kli cheres v'gaimer yitma. This is a pasuk that describes a kli cheres, an earthenware kli, becoming tamei, and it uses the lashon of a yitma. So tamei loy namar. It doesn't say the word tamei, which would be the standard word to use that it becomes tamei. Ela yitma. It uses the word yitma, which is definitely a different type of word to use, and that lends to interpretation of instead of saying yitma, we could read it as yitamei, which means to be metame others, and that's what the Gemara says, letame acherim, that tells us they could be metame others. What does that mean? Limin al kikar sheni, shu isa shlishi b'chulin, that tells us regarding a loaf of bread, which is a sheni, that can in turn make something a shlishi by chulin. So back to our original question, why don't just say that the mandamar of our mishnah is Rabbi Kiva, and we're talking about hands that are a sheni l'toma, not a reshine, and still they can be metame chulin. So Gemara answers no. Maybe that's only with Tumah D'Oraisa that a sheni can make a shlishi by chulin. But when we're talking about Tumah D'Rabbanan, perhaps it's not able to be metame. Therefore, we have to say that our mishnah is Rav Shimon ben Elazar and not Rabbi Kiva. Now going on to another answer. Amar Blazar, Amar Beshaya, Hacha b'chulin shenasu ataris hakodesh haskinon. Over here in our mishnah, we're talking about chulin shenasu ataris hakodesh. What does that mean? There were people, very often kohanim, but could be other people as well. They were always eating kodshim. That means that they always had to maintain a much higher standard of tahara, and because of that, these people were very careful that even the chulin food that they had was treated al taharas hakodesh. They made sure to eat it as if it was kachim, so they would accustom themselves to always being on this higher level of tahara. Now these people who eat their chulin shenasu al taharas hakodesh, that chulin actually takes on the din of taharas hakodesh, which melo means that it could become tamei even beyond the sheni. And that's what our mishnah would be talking about. Now we do like Rabbi Shua, it's not like Rabbi Shua. The Tanya, it's really none. We have a mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Emer, he tells us, ha'ichal ha'ichal rishon, rishon. If a person ate food, which was rishon l'toma, he himself becomes rishon l'toma. That's just a tomah drabanon, but he himself becomes rishon l'toma. Whereas sheni, sheni, shlishi, shlishi. If he ate a sheni, he becomes a sheni. If he ate shlishi, he becomes a shlishi. Now Rabbi Shua says, ha'ichal ha'ichal rishon v'sheni, sheni. If he ate food that was either rishon or sheni l'toma, he just becomes a sheni l'toma. Now shlishi, if he ate shlishi l'toma, so pay attention to Rabbi Shua's shita. Sheni l'kaidesh, he's considered sheni l'toma in regards to kaidesh. So when he touches kaidesh, it's metamiyet as a shlishi. If that in turn touches more kaidesh, it's metamiyet as a revi. However, in sheni l'truma, he doesn't become a sheni in regards to truma. So his fellow, if he touches truma, it's not going to be metamiyet. And what's he referring to? B'chol shenas al taharas truma, chulin that was treated al taharas truma. And the diak from there is al taharas truma in al taharas kaidesh loy. There's only regards to chulin that's treated with the level of tahara for truma, but not level of tahara of kaidesh kasavar. So clearly, Rabbi Shua holds chulin shenas al taharas kaidesh less be'u shlishi. The chulin shenas al taharas kaidesh doesn't become a shlishi. And so this new explanation of our mishnah that we're discussing in Shita Machlokas Rabbi Elazar, they were talking about Chul Shanas V'Altar Sakodesh, is not like Rabbi Yeshua. And it was not for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue with this discussion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.